It's the Quidditch Podcast.
Lord have mercy. That intro always freaks me out, man. It's kind of scary in a good kind of way, you know, like a good horror movie. And I pronounce it that way because, early on in my life, I realized that if you didn't pronounce it that way, it's a horror movie. And, you know, that's a whole different thing. Hey, Mom, can I watch that horror movie? Yeah. I used to have the same problem with hoarfrost, which always also freaked me out as a kid. I'm thinking, frost? That is a whore? I mean, wait. Neptune, shake thy hoary locks, says the man with hoary locks, which I think that's kind of cool. White hair, hoary locks, hoarfrost, a horror movie. Okay. But you know, pronunciation is a huge thing. Here's another deal. When I was a kid, and in truth, still to this day, the word peanuts, P-E-A-N-U-T-S, is sometimes pronounced P-E-A-N-I-T-S, peanuts. And if you say that fast, it also freaked me out as a kid. Christmas time would come around, and they would advertise on the TV, the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Come join the whole penis gang. And I thought, you know, that's a gang that I don't especially want to be a member of. I don't want to join the penis gang. Anyway, peanuts, piano. Some people say, like piano. That's okay. Piano Reeves, one of my favorite actors. He's such a good person. But how about pianist? They'll say pianist, penis. Once again, we get a problem. Playing next on this set is the amazing John Coltrane with his quartet. McCoy Tyner is the penis. So what? No. McCoy Tyner's the piano player. Thank you. Hey, listen to this music in the background. That's some fun stuff. So the theme for this little adventure is called Shred or Shred Not. There is no try. And it comes from my... Ooh, that's me. Ha! That comes from my Front Range album called The High Road. Shred or Shred Not. All right, then. Ha! That's not Michael Jackson. That's me. Yeah. Well, that got weird very quickly, didn't it? I think that bodes well for the rest of the show, though. Hey, look, that hip groove is back from the first podcast. Weed up. It's an amazing little groove, man. I think I'm going to use it quite a bit for a while. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? Gee, I have no idea. But I'm thinking it's going to be about dogs, barbecue, and Sean Connery. Who could ask for anything more? So, without further ado, let's get on with it. Dogs, barbecue, and Sean Connery. Whoa. Hey. Who let the dogs in? That sounds like some kind of William Shatner version of a hip-hop. Who let the dogs in? Not out. In. Yeah, the dogs. Hey. Settle down. You want a treat? Yeah. That's how you take care of that. Food motivation. I've often compared men, the male of the human species in general, to dogs. it's an easy and close comparison. We are both human males and dogs, food motivated. We hump everything. Well, okay, let's stop with the comparisons. Dogs and the training thereof. My wonderful wife, Deborah, and I just rescued a beautiful, how old was she when we got her? Golden retriever whose name is Phoebe. She's now a little over 17 months old when we first got her. She was coming up on 1 year, so puppy energy, man. Lots of energy, puppy energy, and food motivated. She's doing better now, much, much, much better. I mean, she used to be that she had this mouthy thing where she wanted to not really bite you, but put anything that she could into her mouth. That's what a golden retrievers are like. So you'd come say, "Hey, hello, Phoebe." She'd jump up on your clothes and rip. Most of my t-shirts have a little Phoebe rip in them. So, yeah, took a minute, but she's great now. She's chilling. Only occasionally will she do the bitey thing, but she's still kind of a puppy. So, training doggies, a.k.a. Training the owners, is what's important. That's what we're going through right now, Deborah and I. And no brag, just fact, but Phoebe is the valedictorian of her training class out there at PetSmart. She's doing great. She does great at the training sessions, and she comes home and it's, "I forgot what we were doing, Dad. Let me bite your hand off if that's okay." Yeah, but dogs, man, I love dogs so much. I've had a cat before. I had a wonderful kitty cat whose name was Fluffy, and she was very cool. She was a huntress. She would hunt for things outside and then bring them in to show me. "Look, here's a lizard that I've got for you and a large bug." So cats are different. You know, in general, I'm way more of a dog guy. Cats sometimes seem like demons to me. There's a cat who lives next door here where Deborah and I live in Lincoln Square, beautiful neighborhood in Chicago. There is a cat whose name is Benny. And here's the demon theory. Benny will come up to you and go, meow, meow. Kind of rub his little head against your leg. "Oh, hi, Benny." Bloom. He'll lay on his back and kind of be saying, "Scratch my belly, meow." And I did, and yeah, she'd stuck her claw in my hand, man. It was stuck. It was stuck in my hand, man. Game over. What do we do now? Yeah, cats are demons sometimes. But doggies, oh, they're just big bags of giggles and vehicles of love. Dogs are lovey-dovey-dovey. But you gotta train them. So we've been working on that, training Miss Phoebe. Sounds like a movie. Training Miss Phoebe.
Coming to theaters in May, Ron Howard is Opie. Snoop Dogg is the vicious former serial killer, Phoebe. Can they work together to save the world? Training Miss Phoebe.
Well, wow, that's the king, the queen, the entire royal court of digressing. But I'd pay good money to watch that movie. Okay, and just like that, we complete the canine dog portion of the show, and let's move on to barbecue. Would you guys be quiet? Hey, want a treat? Ha, dogs, works like a charm. So, barbecue. Boy, nothing says living large, decadent, happy times, yummy, yummy stuff like barbecue. And my deepest apologies to my vegan and vegetarian friends out there, but me and the pig, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong. The pig, woo, and the cow. So we're talking meat. We're talking smoked meat. Damn, what's wrong with that pig? Man, a little over the top, a little dramatic, fellas, don't you think? As before we continue with barbecue, I should mention that as an aside, that little cue you just heard, that little track, my barbecue track, is my horn group, all-star group Vinyl Hampton. And that's from our Blue album, the second album. And it's actually a song about COVID called Come On Back Now. And, but I wanted to mention it because that high trumpet at the end, that's my man, Frank Green, one of the great trumpet players in the world right now. And even more importantly, he's a paid subscriber to the Quit It podcast newsletter Experience Deluxe, Frank Green. So that's who you heard on the high note there. I just wanted to mention that. Shout out to my man, FDG. Smoking meat. And we're talking barbecue sauce. Oof. I'm getting the meat sweats right now talking about all this. And yeah, I think I could be vegetarian. I enjoy vegetables and whatnot. But I would always miss the pig. And I'd miss the smoked pig. Y'all like barbecue? As my good friend Ed Sargent would say, it's so good to make you want to slap your mama, which I still don't understand. I may have that quote incorrect. Something seems wrong there, but barbecue. So my good friend Paul McKee, ace trombonist of the universe and a wonderful writer and a great friend, I call him my smoke Yoda because he's been teaching me the ways of smoking meat. And it gets a little healthy. I mean, sometimes I smoke salmon, kingly salmon, it's called in the smoke Bible that Paul turned me on to. Great recipe, smoked salmon. Woo! But yeah, man, pulled pork, or as we say in the South, pulled pork. It's almost like one syllable. Wah! Pulled pork, pulled pork. Yeah, so pulled pork. Mm-mm. Brisket. And then a new thing I learned about, you would think I'd know this, but I didn't. Typical barbecue place, you know, they'll say, you can ask them, y'all got any burnt ends? Said, nah, we ran out of that about 3 hours ago. They go fast. It's popular. A lot of folks that sell barbecue have that accent. But, yeah, as I've seen on various chef shows that stream these days, there's all kinds of barbecue. There's barbecue with tastes and traditions of other countries and other cultures that have been folded into the barbecue process. But I'm kind of a purist. I love the original stuff. And the first barbecue I was ever exposed to was in a very, very small community in Alabama called ML. And every year, 4th of July, they'd have a big barbecue festival. And they'd cook. Well, they wouldn't cook. They'd bake an entire pig in the ground. They would dig a hole and make some kind of oven out of that. I don't understand the science and logistics behind it. And that pig would get smoked and baked to perfection over a 24-hour period. And then you rip it apart and put it in a big barrel and add sauce. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, Dan. That's the barbecue portion of today's show. A scintillating and a captivating discussion, I know. There'll be more talk about barbecue. We're just scratching the surface of the burnt end. But I wanted to get into one of my favorite actors of all times.
And that's Mr. Sean Connery. Sean Connery. The great Scottish actor.
Yeah, Sean Connery. How about that? Spared no expense on those those bagpipes, huh? I don't know what they were playing, you know, because I didn't buy no license or nothing. It was just like, you know, a fifth, and it was augmented fifth, and it was a sixth. And, yeah, Sean Connery. One of the things I like so much about Sean is the fact that he never changes his accent in any part that he does.
He's a Russian captain on a nuclear submarine in Hunt for Red October.
Sounds a little Scottish to me. One of my favorites is the movie The Wind and the Lion. Came out in 1975. Deborah turned me on to this one. I hadn't seen it. And it's incredible. I mean, you've got all these cool people from the 70s in there, like, of course, Sean, Candice Bergen, Brian Keith is in there. Yeah, and Sean plays an important and powerful Moroccan sheik. And as Sean puts it in the movie, "I am a sheik. I speak for Allah." So, yeah, who knew there was a Scottish sheik? I'm sure he could also do a movie about the South, the Civil War. "Here's my Southern accent, U.S. Southern accent. Howdy, y'all." Could easily do that. Mexican, something from Mexico. "Buenas nocho, buenos dias, my." That sounded like Johnny Carson. "Buenos dias, muchachos. It is I, Pedro, from Scotland." Yeah, it's he never changes. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful accent. Beautiful man. Rocking the bald head and the full beard. God, it's a gorgeous person. So, Sean Connery. Man, have I had fun with him. Various presentations on stage. Stuff that I do with talking about improvisation or even introducing a tune. Once for the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra, run by my good friend Art Boughton, we were going to do an arrangement of mine, a Stevie Wonder chart. And I said to Art, I said, "Man, could I introduce it?" And he goes, "Sure," with a little bit of trepidation in his voice. So I get on the mic and I say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to introduce to you somebody that you probably didn't know was a jazz arranger, and that's the great actor Sean Connery. Sean, come up and talk about this next piece."
"Oh, thank you very much, Steve. Yeah, I've always enjoyed the music of Stevie Wonder. And so I arranged this piece for the band. I hope that you enjoy it. This is called Living for the Shitty."
To a smattering of nervous laughter in the audience. Applause from the band. Deafening applause from the band. And Art saying, "Yeah, last time I'm going to give you the microphone."
I said, "That's all right."
Ha ha! Now that's the Daryl Hammond laugh on Celebrity Jeopardy.
"I'll take your mother for 500, Alex."
Ha ha! That's Daryl's thing. Anyway, so Sean, yeah, it's fun to use that voice, even though, you know, the way that I imitate folks, it's an approximation. It's like the spirit of the person, not exact. Such is the case with Sean. And if you'll notice with Living for the City, if you slur that with the SH sound Sean is known for, you get Living for the Shitty. You get a cuss word. You get shitty right there. So my good friend Lynn Seaton, the bass player extraordinaire who teaches at the University of North Texas, hip me to this one once. He said, "You know, check this one out." He goes, "I'm Sean Connery. You look tired, lad. Come in here and shit on the couch." So, yeah, that cracked me up, man. So I've been using a variation of that forever. And now comes the story. When my boys, I have three glorious children, a daughter, Amber, and two sons, Matthew and David. When Matthew and David were little boys, they had they did not have the R's or S's or L's. They didn't have the R's or L's together. So it was very cute sounding young kids. All three of them were. But the two boys, I once came up with this kind of Sean Connery bit to teach them, and it was hilarious. We had a dog whose name was Lucy. Perfect for Sean. Lucy. And I told the two fellas, Matthew and David, they were elementary school, very young. I said, here's what you do. We're going to be able to say a cuss word and get away with it. And they're, oh, that sounds wonderful, Dad. And so I said, okay, here's how we do it. First, we have to have a Scottish accent. You gotta talk like that. And they said, okay, we're going to talk like that. I said, perfect. That's very, very Scottish. My friends and listeners from the Highlands would probably not agree. But there you have it. So they did that. And I said, now here's what you do. Instead of a S sound, you make a shh, like you're telling somebody to be quiet. Shh. And I said, okay, we'll do it like that with shh, shh. So they started to get a pretty good baby Sean Connery accent together. And I said, okay, here's what you do. You say, Lucy, come in here and sit on the floor. And that's Lucy, the dog. So they said, Lucy, come in here and sit on the floor. And they laughed. And it was funny, man. It was a funny bit. So their mother comes home and I said, check this out. Me and the boys been hanging out. They learned a little cool bit here. Check it out. Go ahead, fellas, and go. Okay, here's what Dad taught us. Lucy, come in here and shit. I said, no, that's not. You forgot the Sean voice. So there you have it. That's the little episode of Sean Connery. And it's yours to use. Grandmother, you look tired. Come in here and shit on the couch. You can use that. And you're welcome. So, folks, we've talked about dogs. We've talked about barbecue. The thing with the pig. And we've talked about Sean. So, yeah, that's a lot. And that is the Quit It Podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure had a great time.
It's the Quit It Podcast.
Yeah, folks. All right, this episode was brought to you by the good folks at Leadology. That is my trombone book, my lead trombone book. It's a book about the artistry involved in playing lead trombone. So go to leadtrombone.com, LeadTrombone.com. Pick up a copy today. You're going to love it. It's got all kinds of good stuff in it. All right, now, we will see you all next time for episode 3, what? Of the Quit It Podcast. Until then, be cool, be safe, love one another, and know that myself, my lovely wife Deborah, and our gorgeous golden retriever Phoebe love you madly. See you later.
The Quit It Podcast is a production of Weast World Productions, 2024.